At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba. You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome into this Tuesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Week two is here as week one has come and gone. Ole Miss, 76-0 over Furman. Probably as dominant a performance I've ever seen from an Ole Miss team in my 36 years on this earth. It was pretty surgical. I mean, it was pretty impressive what Ole Miss did. All things considered, it's Furman. It's an FCS program, whatever. 76 points and no red zone trips for your opponent. Still impressive. Jackson Dart threw for 418, 5 touchdowns. I did see our friend of the program, actually. My old colleague, Chase Parham, over at Rivals tweeted earlier, Jackson Dart was 10 for 12 for 332 yards and 4 touchdowns. On throws 10 or more yards downfield. It's impressive. I thought the defense was incredibly impressive. And look, it's one game, but that's all we got to talk about now. We can finally talk about games. We're not talking hype. We're not talking fall camp. We're talking about tangible things that happened. I thought the defensive line had a completely new look, a new feel to it. I thought the secondary played well. Trey Amos grabbed his first interception as a Rebel. And then Trey Harris was special, as always. Caden Priestcorn doing his thing. The stalk and go was fantastic. And, Jackson Dart was incredibly impressive. If you had to have one thing to kind of notate to improve on in week two and then week three and getting into SEC play, probably would want to run the football a little bit better. But, look, I think Kiffin, as he's done – the previous four seasons, since being the head coach at Ole Miss, he's always going to take advantage of what the defense gives him. He's going to find mismatches and expose them. So, look, they were getting a heavy box. Dart and Charlie Weiss Jr. and Kiffin in that offense, just, hey, if you're going to take away the run, that's fine. We're going to throw it to number nine. We're going to throw it to number three. How about Juice Wells getting his first touchdown? Special game. We're here. As always, you see my face, you associate it with recruiting. We're going to get into that. It was Furman. It was a big crowd, though. I mean, north of 66K, a lot of recruits in town. I spoke with a good amount of them. I think this lends credence to Ole Miss and what the program is now. I got a lot of responses. Normally, look, teenagers are teenagers. They're not going to want to really chat too much on the weekend. They've got other things to do. They've got video games to play. They got girls to chase, whatever. I got a lot of responses. I mean, a lot of people were impressed. I think that's my biggest takeaway from the weekend from a recruiting perspective. Aside from the big names who were in town, Caleb Cunningham was in town. Ladarian Clardy was there. A lot of 2025 commits were in town. And then you had several 26 guys that are on the board. And even the ones that weren't there, guys are still watching on television. I think that's big too. If you follow recruiting and you follow this show, you follow me, I talk about it a lot. Teenagers don't really watch college football much anymore. You have some exceptions, but kids, look, I would say more kids don't watch football at all. Most will watch the NFL on Sundays. That's probably in large part because Saturday is kind of a rest day for guys after playing on Fridays. And then Sunday, you can kind of kick back a little bit. Your body's a little more recovered at that point. But it's the NFL. It's the highest level. You know, these guys, that's where they want to play, so they want to watch it. But yeah, unless a recruit is going to a game, they're not really tuning in like you and I do as fans on Saturdays. I mean, I'm a sicko. I will consume every bit of football you give me. I mean, I was fighting the back of the eyelids trying to keep up with Arizona and Arizona State in their games over the weekend. So I was up late, but yeah, I think that's the big thing. Heard from a lot of dudes. Some of the notable 25s, I mentioned Clardy. He was in town, said he had a great time. He talked a lot about the atmosphere and the fan base, which I think is big. Ole Miss has had to fight that over the last couple of years with Kiffin. You know, he's been very vocal about wanting fans in the stands for long periods of time, rather not just there for kickoff, not just there for the first quarter, most of the second. He wants you to stay. And look, blowouts, it's hard. And I know it rained. I think it was a pretty big, quick rainstorm, so it was really muggy and gross. But look, kudos to the fans. The students showed up. I mentioned Caleb Cunningham. Students were doing a "We Want Caleb" chant. He stayed. I don't know if he stayed until the clock hit zero, but he was there for most of the second half. He went over to the student section. He talked to a lot of the students that were doing the chant. Look, Steve Wolfong talked to him. Chad Simmons has talked to him. I've talked to him. Ole Miss is in this more than people think. He is still adamant, you know, hey, committed to Alabama, whatever. He's keeping everything open. Here's some chatter about Mississippi State hanging around still. I think it's Alabama, Ole Miss. LSU is kicking the tires. Auburn's trying. He told me in July, and I think you're going to follow the visits and see that it's Alabama, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is saving the OV for later in the year. I would suspect they will probably use it for the Georgia game, November 9th, which has a chance to be the center of the college football universe. If you've got undefeated Georgia visiting undefeated Ole Miss, could potentially be a 1-2. But yeah, Cunningham he keeps showing up. That's all you can ask. And I mean, I think him showing up for Furman's, I think that's telling. A guy like him could have gone anywhere in the country, could have just gone to Bama to see Kalen DeBoer and that offense for the first time. Chose to go to Ole Miss. I think that's big. 2026 five-star offensive tackle Jackson Cantwell. It's going to be a battle. He's a five-star. Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio State, some of the heavy hitters. He's from Missouri, so he's from that Midwest, Middle America area. But, you know, he was like, man, he was impressed with both the offense and defense. And, you know, I think that's huge for Ole Miss. Some of the other notable reactions, Jarelyn McCoy from Tupelo, 2026 defensive lineman. He's a top 100 prospect. A couple months ago, people were asking me, you know, what the deal was. He released a top 12. Ole Miss was not in it. And Tupelo's not been a very Ole Miss friendly town for as long as I can remember, for whatever reason. But now, all of a sudden, starting to pay attention to Ole Miss. Talking a lot more with Randall Joyner, the defensive line coach at Ole Miss. He was in town. And he referred to the defensive line as sharks. And he said that the atmosphere was crazy. Coach Joyner's trying to sell him on Ole Miss being the best place for him in the SEC. But now he's released a top six now. He's narrowed it down once again. And I think it's big for Ole Miss to be in that top six now. because they weren't, like I said, they weren't in the top 12. So you've got Ole Miss, you've got Tennessee, Oklahoma, SC, LSU, and Oregon. He's been out to California. LSU recruits defensive linemen well, no matter where they're from. Oregon's done a nice job getting into the South lately with Dan Lanning. And then Tennessee and Oklahoma, as someone pointed out on the board, some good collectives in the mix there. So we'll see what happens. I don't think there's going to be a decision anytime soon. He's probably going to take his time. But, yeah, he enjoyed himself. I think that's big for Ole Miss, a guy right down the road. You know, you heard Walter Nolan. If you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, the Ole Miss Spirit YouTube channel, Walter Nolan in a press conference this week, had some people asking him what he thought about Ole Miss when he was at Olive Branch before he moved to Memphis to go to St. Benedict, and then he moved to Knoxville to go to Powell. But he was in Olive Branch, and he said he always liked Ole Miss, and he liked that, you know, that close to home feel, the proximity. He liked it. So maybe Ole Miss can get that with Jarelyn McCoy. So that's one to keep an eye on. TJ White, another one, 4-star linebacker from JA. Kind of a rising star in that 26 class. On3 rates him as a 4-star. He said Ole Miss destroyed Furman. He liked how everything looked. He said they played amazing. That's one to keep an eye on. And then a couple wide receivers that are absolutely names you need to know. Tristan Keys and Xavier McDonald. Xavier McDonald being from Morton. Tristan Keys being from Hattiesburg. Keys said it was incredible. He loved the way they got the ball down the field. I think that was pretty pointed. Just my opinion. I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth or any actions in anyone's, you know, whatever. I don't know if Kiffin was doing it on purpose, but they were aggressive the entire game and they were throwing the football all over the place. I think that could also lend a little bit more towards the mindset and the drive this team has with some of the leaders on it. JJ Pegues, Jackson Dart, Jared Ivey, Micah Pettis. I mean, these guys are very, very motivated. The Last Dance, all of that. I think they're out to destroy people. I don't think there's any other way to put it. And these non-conference games, I mean, with the lines that are being thrown out, I mean, I know Middle Tennessee started at 37. I mean, Ole Miss is capable of lay the points. Because until Ole Miss shows me any different, I mean, they put up 70 in the opener last year, first SEC team to do that in consecutive openers. Xavier McDonald, like I said, from Morton, Shea Hodge, former Ole Miss Rebel, told me that Xavier McDonald was going to make people in Morton forget that Shea Hodge ever played there, which is pretty high praise because Shea Hodge was pretty damn good. Xavier called it a great game. He thinks Ole Miss is going to be special this year. I think that's kind of the point of this episode here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Special, big things, electric, impressive. All of these words were used by recruits. I think that that's pretty obviously it's good to hear. And again, it's Furman, but look, I think that's big for Ole Miss right now because it's always been, okay, Ole Miss is this, but like, what about this? Or, okay, they're pretty good, but let's wait on this to happen. You know, everybody's like kind of waiting on the other, you know, something to happen, something bad to happen. And I think this year, sure, something technically bad could happen. You could lose some games, but I think that's kind of what this season is going to be. It's kind of Ole Miss's chance to solidify its arrival, not only on the football field, but in the recruiting world. We all know about Kiffin and the portal. There's no question he's the portal king, and he's proven that over the last couple cycles. But I think you're going to start to see a little more pointed effort in building that quality depth with the high school prospects. And not that the staff hasn't done that. Not that they haven't tried. I don't want to say that, but I think you're going to, you know, see more of, you know, using the portal as a supplement to fill some holes. And Kiffin would probably tell you that. He'd probably tell you that you can't really recruit like that. You can't really do that now that everyone uses the portal. It's hard to just put a whole new 22 out there via the portal. You got to recruit high school kids. And I think you're seeing that. You saw it on Saturday with the second D-line group. I mean, Cam Franklin, Jeffrey Rush, Jam Brown, those guys look like SEC defensive linemen. I mean, there's some dudes out there. So those guys proving that Ole Miss is starting to build that quality depth that you really need to contend in the SEC. You know, the portal stuff is great. And, I mean, dude, everywhere you looked on Saturday, there were portal guys making plays. Prince Umami Ellen was all over the place. Walter Nolan is a freak. You know, I mentioned Trey Amos got his first pick. You had Poop Hall everywhere. There were people asking about Poop Hall in fall. You know, why are we hearing about him in fall camp? You know, what's the deal? That dude looked pretty damn good on Saturday. And look, it's Furman, whatever. He was coming off the edge, and there were Furman offensive linemen and tight ends, and they didn't want any part of that. They were making business decisions and getting out of the way. But, yeah, I mean, I think that the return now from recruits is a lot more pointed at the actual product on the field more. It's kind of what I'm getting at, you know, a little more like proof of concept. I mentioned that last week on the show. Guys are wanting to see that. It's always been, you know, man, Kiffin's cool. Like the staff is young. They're all awesome. Like they're cool dudes. You know, you got the cool uniforms and Kiffin's fun on Twitter. Now it's, hey, Ole Miss is for real. Like this is a team that's scoring a ton of points. They're having fun doing it. I think that's big where like both things can be true where I think that laid back environment really kind of bleeds over into the game where, you know, sure, things are going to ramp up in conference play. Games are going to get a little tighter. They're going to mean more, but I think you play loose, you know, it's like the old adage, you know, quick, but not fast. I think that's kind of where we're at with Ole Miss where it's like, hey man, be loose, but you know, hey, let's be focused. And I think that's what Ole Miss has done. They find that they've found that happy medium. Some of the other 26 guys that were pretty important that were in town, Luke Faye, the Mission Viejo quarterback, he was there. You know, he said that Ole Miss is in a good spot for him. He said that he feels wanted at Ole Miss. They make him feel like a priority. He loved the school. It was his first trip. So he, you know, he was wanting to gather a lot of information. And, you know, he talked with Chad Simmons on Tuesday and, you know, he glowing review. And, you know, he said, you know, the game was great. Like the crowd, it was loud, whatever. He said it was fun. Said he learned a lot, like watching the offense. And, you know, he said the visit helped Ole Miss. you know, he was glad to be there in person. He was going to try to come for Juice Fest. He couldn't make it. But I think that's a pretty big step for Ole Miss, especially because it's looking like Ryder Lyons is more and more leaning towards SC. His brother's on the roster, and I think he's gonna lean towards staying close to home. You know, he is a member of the Mormon Church, so he will be doing a mission like his brother did. So he will not play right away after he graduates. At least that's the last thing that I heard. After talking with him and hearing other people talk to him, he plans on doing his mission. That's what his brother did. So his brother took that little sabbatical, and now he is on the roster with the Trojans. So that's the plan for Ryder Lyons right now. But Ole Miss seems to really like Fahey, and you can listen to the show I did last week with both Cody Belair and Chad Simmons. Very unique situation for Fahey at Mission Viejo. He rotates every series with an upperclassman, and he still puts up crazy numbers in a really good league out in California. I look for him to really take a big step next year and possibly boost his ranking when he's taking over as the guy. He told me next year he will not be rotating with anyone, so he will be the guy under center. So I think that's going to be big for him and his development, just to get more reps. You know, he's very clearly done enough to impress Cody and Charles Power, the guys that do all the scouting and rankings for On3, but clearly impressed the Ole Miss staff. So that's big. And his teammate, Vance Spafford, was also in town. Really impressive wide receiver. You've probably seen it by now. Talked to him. You've read the articles. He's called Ole Miss's dream school, which is pretty wild, you know, from California. And, you know, he said that Ole Miss was his dream. It was his dream school growing up, and still is. I think that still a West Coast vibe with that recruitment. As far as other teams in contention, he likes both Arizona and Arizona State. He likes Oregon. He likes SC. But Ole Miss is there. I think he fits with what Ole Miss likes to do offensively. He'd be a really good slot wide receiver in a Lane Kiffin offense. You know, the kind of the Elijah Moore type. Just a really good route runner. He's faster than Elijah Moore. I mean, this is a guy that's on a laser at Future 50, ran a 4.35. So real deal speed, but just a very mature route runner and a guy that knows how to get open. He's not just out there running routes. He knows how to get open. I think that's important. So, yeah, he made his first trip. And I think that's going to go a long way for Ole Miss in their pursuit of Vance Spafford. He's Fahey's go-to guy on the field. They've been best friends since they were five. Both Vance and Luke told me that they'd love nothing more than to play together in college. You know, they said that's the plan. You know, the package deals, if you follow recruiting, the package deals don't really happen often, but yeah, I think that's big. So, again, I think that's the big thing for this. It's the emphasis on the proof of concept for Ole Miss and how that's been big for this team through one game. I think just recruits coming in town, seeing everything, seeing the environment, the culture, the brand that has been built by Lane Kiffin and the staff, I think that's huge. Before we get out of here, I do want to remind you, this show is brought to you each and every day by our good friends at College Corner. Three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. You can go see them there. Or you can go to collegecornerstore.com. Scott and the folks take care of us, and they will take care of you. Podcast is also brought to you by our good buddy, Drew Moak. 20 to 30% off your health insurance premiums. If you want it, you need to call Drew. He's with USA Benefits Group. He's got access to 35 different carriers, and he works with the nation's second largest carrier. So, like, he can do anything, you know. Life insurance, dental, vision, anything with health insurance, he's got you covered. You can call him 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today, or check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK. And finally, you need those promo codes. You want to do some shopping before the weather turns. Like, I got this lightweight hoodie on from our friends at Roback. If you want to get this one or one that's like it, go to roback.com. And when you do, use promo code JUICE for 20% off. And finally, our good friends at Home Field Apparel, homefieldapparel.com. They've got the VIP boxes. They're trying to get them back in because they sold out so quick. But Ole Miss has got some really good stuff there. And then the initial launch from last year, you can go snag some of that Ole Miss merch. And when you do, use promo code LASTDANCE24 and get 15% off your first purchase. It's going to do it for this Tuesday edition of the flagship. We'll be back later this week with another one. And, of course, hit that line. We will have winners for you for week two as a group, 15-11 in week one. So not a bad start to the year after we get out the gates quick, fast, and in a hurry in 2023 and finished well above 500. We had a hell of a year last year, but we'll have those shows. And as always, stay locked in, ohmspirit.com. We've got you covered with all of our practice notes, preparation for MTSU, and recruiting as well. So all of our sponsors, you the listener, you the watcher, if you're on YouTube, we appreciate you. Until next time, we out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.